Yes, Lord. Do you believe that he's a waymaker? Has he made a way in your life, in your situation? I believe he has. Light in the darkness. Heavenly Father, here we come, Lord. We come before you. We come before you, Lord, with just saying how much we love you, first of all. We thank you, Father, for so many blessings that you've given us, bestowed upon us. And there's greater things, Lord, for things to come for each of us, I believe. And we stand prepared and we stand looking. Because as this song so well says, Lord, that you are a way maker, a miracle worker. That you never stop, you never stop. And I pray, Lord, that we sense that in our lives as we follow you, even into this new year of 2022, that you will never stop holding on to us. Never stop listening and hearing our prayers. Never stop, Lord, being there for us day in and day out. Because that's who you are. Amen. Have your time with us now, Lord, through this message. I pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. New year. New year, same God. Could be a new you this year of 2022. New in the areas of what God has planned for you to walk into. Destined to be in your life of 2022, being born back in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 70s, some of the younger kids, 80s. Wow. Wow. The 80s. But has been planned out for you. And my encouragement for all of us of today is to go into this new year of 2022 with expectations, with anticipations, with a desire of knowing more of God in your life, to perform and to do the things that he has asked you and has put in you to do, that he has given you the power, he has given you the ability, and that he will work through you as long as what? We allow him to do what? Work through us. And how do we do that? By what? Surrendering. Lord, I surrender. I surrender over to you my being. Probably the next few weeks out, we might put it on pause for a while, but our next Sunday school, it's a series of six videos, and it's God's at war. God's at war within us. And it goes through six areas of people's lives, of power, of job, of performance, of who they thought they were, who they thought they were to be, and who they turned out to be. And then they come through how God got a hold of them. And it gets to that point of what is the idol in your life? God's at war. And we each have, even here today, have something warring within us. That's doing its best to take you off of God. And so we got to be aware of those things. And so the video series is called God's at War. But before we get there, and we look at this, and it kind of goes into this as well, as for 2022, we have got to be full out on board with God. Amen? Many years, for many times, I played patsy cake with God. Early on, it was a lot of temporary here, temporary there, little here, little there, patty cake, you know, okay, God, I'm done with that now, I got to go on and do other things in my life, and that was well and good for then, and I've got this to take care of, and I'll pick you up later in life. Thank God he was there to be there when I got to that point of life that I picked him up. He never left me, he never forsake me, he never turned away from me. I did that to him. Anybody here experiences that? Hold your hands down and just pat your heart. Oh, Lord. Not by the grace of God, there go I. But it's a new year, but it's the same God. And let this be a new you in the year of 2022. As we have stepped into this new year of 2022, what does it hold for each of us? None of us knows. I can't tell you what next week holds, can you? What is March? What is April? What is June, July? What is November going to hold for us individually, for the church, for our nation? What is out there? It's like being born into this world. As we came in as babies, we had no idea what this world had or has for us. Remember that time when you were born? Doctor back in those days held you up and patted you on the butt so you could whatever. Now I think they just roll them over and I don't know. That would probably consider abuse now. No, you can't hold them by the feet and hang them. No. But as babies, we had no idea what this world had for us and what was planned for us. We're all adults now, but we enter into a new year. A new year has been birthed. And we begin this journey as like that of a baby. We don't know what lies ahead. How am I going to handle it? What's going to take place? As time developed, we too developed in our physical bodies and minds, and we grew in the physical of being a baby and coming into this world, and now we're going about our plans and what we're doing. And that same thing will happen this year of 2022 for all of us. We will grow and mature, and January comes through into March and April, and we will begin to see some ideas coming and maybe projections of what's out there. As I turn to this new year, we each have been placed into it. Like it or not, guess what? You're in 2022. Thank God. I don't want to be in 2020, 2021. I don't. For sure, we want to keep going. I'm at times now of praying like, Lord, just if this is going to be a rough year, let it go by quick and let's get in some good times. Amen. Hallelujah. So as this year begins, we've been placed into it. It's like we have been birthed and we don't know what really lies ahead. The only one that knows is who? God. God knows. Do you trust God to know that he's got your best interest at heart? I hope so. So I just want to take a few moments here and just share some thoughts. We've been through some of these scriptures and things and kind of looking at the new year. And I had like three messages for last week and nobody showed up. And the last message I got was sitting out here last Sunday at prior to Dan coming, or Dan was here and doing whatever, and I was just in the office there, and all of a sudden three or four things hit my mind, and I just took it on a piece of scratch paper, and I said, okay, let's go with that, God, you know. Hey, here's let's have a service. And so none of you came, which was probably good because it gave me like a week more to look at it, okay? It's like, okay, Lord, I'm just sitting there thinking, okay, let's go. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. But I think part of it that it interested me and has really got me juiced to go, okay, is this last song that we had. I love it. I heard it on a Christian program off and on for those last year, the team and all, and the praise team and all, they would sing it. And I would just sit at home in our living room, and it's just like, yes, Lord. And they did a whole lot better job because they were live and they had musicians and instrumentations and they could repeat a lot of things and really get that in there. But I think you guys did pretty good today too. Amen. And it's not really making it sound so good and so perfect, but it's what the words are saying that ministers to us. Amen. So as this last song spoke of, God is a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper, and light in the darkness. I hope you grasp those things, because those are good things to hold on to for 2022 and 2023, 2024, until the Lord tarries, or as long as he tarries until he comes back. But as I listened to that song over and over myself this past week and even this morning, and I'm so thankful that my God is each one of those things, because we need a God that can do those things for us, because we all are living in trying times. And I don't care if it's 2022 or 1902. Amen? It's always been trying times. We can come to the understanding that with God, he is turning lives around. Look at yourself here today. You turned around from what you had been, where you were headed. And some have been turned around for some time, you know, for many years as far as following and serving God and what God has done in their lives. There's still some of us maybe like a dog chasing his tail. Maybe we're still turning around. I don't know, you know. But he is turning lives around, that he is healing every heart. I look at here today and the small numbers that we have here, I just know that my God, he's turning your life around. He's turning it around from what this world had a hold of it, that what the God of this world had planned to destroy you and to just take you to the pits of hell and just leave you there and just destroy your life, even, you know, living and being alive and still being, you know, like dead is a bad thing. And that's what a lot of us were before we were what? Recreated, new creation, took Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and our spirit was reborn. We became rebirthed again. My goodness. And that's where I look around and I see that with us. He's turning lives around. He's healing your heart. I've seen hearts that have been healed here today. Amen? Amen? Amen. Even when we don't see Him. A lot of us want to see our God in action, don't we? Lord, I want to see miracles. I want to see this and I want to see that and I believe this and that and that and whatever it might be. But even when we don't see Him, guess what? He is still working behind the scenes in our lives. He is still working behind the scenes in your problem or in your situation. Amen. And He will continue to be there as long as you allow Him to be there and don't kick Him out and say, later, God, I will take care of this problem on my own because you, I'm going to tell you this, just do you want some, I don't have a lot of wisdom, but I'll tell you this much, that you can't do it on your own. You're going to need help. I don't care how tough, how strong, how whatever we are weak and we need Him in our lives daily. And I'm so thankful that even when we don't see Him, He is working behind the scenes of my life. Do you believe He's working behind the scenes in your life today? I hope you can understand that and you believe that. What a line. He never stops. He never stops. He never stops working. My God, that is who you are. In our life, we've had many things that people come and help us, but guess what? After a while, they stop working with us. Or they're no longer there. Or they're there for a part time of our life, and then some things happen, and they move on, or they change, or whatever the case might be. But we got a God that sticks with us through what? Thick and thin. Now, when you go through life struggles and you've got somebody, a friend, a family member, a good coworker, or whatever, that sticks with you through thick and thin, you kind of know what that's like. It's like, wow, that is awesome to have somebody like that. When I'm at my worst, they're still my friend. When I'm at my best, they're still my friend. They stick closer than a brother. That's a friend. That's what our God is. He never stops. He never stops. The only way that He stops is when we tell Him, I don't need you anymore. I'm done with it. I've tried it. It didn't work out. I went to church for, you know, 6 months, and they said this would take, you know, place in my life, but I'm still dealing with struggles. I'm still dealing with this. I'm still dealing with that. Well, when you came to the Lord, for shame, whoever brought you to the Lord that didn't also end up telling you that you're still going to have struggles as a believer. Because you're going to have struggles. You're going to have problems. Life is not going to go well with you all the time. We'll kind of get into a scripture too that I want to look at. So we're going to get into some of these here in just a minute. We need to catch hold of what this song is proclaiming. And I pray that you do that. I want to go to, and we've been there before, and I've shared about this sometime back as well, but Isaiah 43:19. And 43:19, Isaiah 43:19, it says this in the New King James, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Those are areas, if you begin to look at those things, those are things that's like, I don't know how that's going to happen. How are you going to make roads in the wilderness? How are you going to make water and streams in the desert? I don't understand. It's my life. My problems are so complicated. My problems in my life is so much a ball of issues and problems and circumstances. I have no idea, Lord, how you're going to make a way in the wilderness that I am in this life, with all of my problems, with everything that I'm dealing with. And yet your word is telling me you will make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert? Come on. That sounds pretty in Scripture, but I don't know how that's going to work in my life. We find in the Scripture, in Isaiah, through the Scripture here, and what this is talking and representing, that Judah is called upon to forget what she struggled with to be a nation among nations. And that's in that of 1 Samuel chapter 8. You can find that there. A new thing is this people being built through the historical process of the captivity and the return. See, a lot of times what we're doing, the Lord back then is sharing through this in Isaiah, and we all have gone through struggles in our past. And the Lord is saying, I was with you there and I brought you out. Now you're here and you've got some struggles and some issues. And guess what? I'm going to do a new thing and I'm going to bring you out. And as we get into some of this that we'll get into, it's like it'll be a new thing and a better thing. Wow. Better than when the River Jordan split and the people could go through on dry ground and then you drowned the Roman army? Better than that? So anyway, it's a new thing, is this people being built through the historical process of the captivity and the return. You will in your life be captive by some issues and problems, but you will have a return back to life if you hold on to God and allow Him to be that what? Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. We see this in the area of Scripture, a new exodus for the people, once again, that are oppressed. As the Israelites has been as slaves to Egypt before the exodus, we find them crying to God again. Anybody here cried to God more than once? Several times. One, two, three. That's okay. God is there for us to cry upon, to call upon through our life's journey, and especially when we go through struggles and situations. So here we are. We find them crying to God again, and He would hear them and deliver them. He heard their cries and pleas for help again, and He helped them and delivered them. God will hear your cries and pleas for help today in 2022. He'll hear your cries and pleas for help tomorrow, this afternoon, and He will hear them and He will respond to them. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? I hope you do, because He's that type of God. A new exodus would take place and a new exodus would take place through a new wilderness. The past miracles were nothing compared to what God would do for His people in the future. We can look at that in the prior verse of Isaiah 43, where we started off in 19. If I go to Isaiah 43, and I'm going to read 17 to 18. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all of its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves, River Jordan, back when He caused it to flood over them. And they drowned. Their lives were snuffed out like a smoldering candle wick. Sometimes God has to remind us what He has done and performed for us in our past problems and issues. You ever go back to those times and rethink? You know, well, Lord, I had a terrible situation back in, 1992 or whatever, in 2005. I think all of us are going to be saying, 2020, 2021, please not 2022. But then it says in 18, but forget all that it is nothing compared to what I am going to do. No matter what you have experienced in your life this last year, or even your whole life from this day back, don't look back at that as far as, oh, look at this. Great. He's saying this. Forget all that. Nothing compares to what I'm going to do to you and to help you with now. In the Passion Translation, if I look at that in 43:19, it says this, I am doing something brand new. This is Isaiah 43:19, the Passion Translation. I am doing something brand new, something unheard of. Even now it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert. Even now, it sprouts and grows and matures. I'm going to encourage you today. I hope that in this year that we're going into, we're only, 9 days into it, Hopefully nothing too tragic has happened at this point. I mean, it's only been 9 days, you know, but who knows? Even for you in this year and what we're looking at, I believe what the Passion says here, I like it. It sprouts, it grows, it matures. The Lord is sprouting and growing things in your life, even now, for this year that we're going into. He's preparing you for the things that you're going to address. He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. He's going to make that road in that wilderness that is going to be hard to make. He's going to bring refreshing water into a dry place. He's doing all of those things in all of our lives. And I believe in this year, as 2022, we're going to focus on, as I hope we start off on the right foot, with expectation, believing, trusting, and knowing that He never stops. He never stops. He never stops. He never stops. I hope and pray that you never stop following and allowing Him into your life so that He can make changes in you. You have got to allow God into your life so that He can change what's in your life if you want to change what's going on in your circumstance. And if you hold on to it and don't turn it over to God, you're going to deal with that circumstance all the year of 2022 into 2020, you name it, but you will carry that baggage as long as you want to carry it and deal with it, and try to handle it yourself, the Lord will say, okay, Tim, you want to hold on to it? It's yours. I believe the Lord will say, I'm not going to fight you for it, Tim. You want to handle it? You want to control it? Have at it. And so Tim takes it, and I'm running with it. But I'm struggling, and I'm having problems. And the first part of the year is not going so well. And I finally decide that I got to turn it over to God. And because of His love, because of His grace, and His concern for me, for you, as you go through this, maybe as I do, He is there to take that load when I decide to ship it over to Him. And I say, Lord, come be my way maker. Come and help me, Lord, I pray. I've tried it on my own, and it's not fulfilling. Anybody here fairly feel like you keep your head above water? Of problems. But if I can realize and trust God, knowing that He's there and making that way for me, I know that this year is going to be a good year and a new year for me all the way through. Forget this new year of the first day where I, Happy New Year's, it's a great time. You know, the ball has dropped. There's probably nothing but a big COVID ball up there. They just don't know it, I'm sure. It probably looked like COVID. It had those little spines and all. It looks like a mine. That's what it reminds me of, is a mine. You know, like for out in the waters for blowing up ships. That image is so impressed upon me now. It used to be the smiley face, that everything was the smiley face. Now all I see is COVID and all that ball with those spikes on it. Like, but it could be a new year, July 1st. It could be a new year, August 23rd. This whole year, I tell you what, every day is what? New. Because what's new every morning? His mercies. His mercies are new every morning. So we go through this life and we go through this year and our troubles and our struggles. And we don't understand to a point, unless we really begin to focus on Him and Him alone, that He's there for us. He's making a way where there seems to be no way. So when we received Christ as our Lord and Savior, we became a new creation, a new creature, however you want to say it, a new person, born again. I'm going to turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says this, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, He is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have what? Become new. Just as He came into our life as we were born again, received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we became what? A new person. Now, I'll touch upon this a little bit. But anyway, we'll continue on here. But we became new. The old things have all passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. And as we have received Him as that, many of us years back, so we've been a new creation, newly created, a new being, born again. And we're on this road and this path with that of God and serving Him for 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, 50 years, 2 weeks, whatever the case is. But we're on this journey. In understanding, do you realize that old things have passed away? Do you understand that in your life today? Or does the enemy try to always bring up the past? What about the past? What about this? What about that? The enemy is good at doing that, isn't he? I mean, you have a victory here, and he'll put something in your thoughts about, well, what about back then? Oh, man. So you thought you were good here, and God did this, but what about that in the past? The past is, guess what? The past. See, the enemy, the devil, likes to deal in your past because that's the only thing that he knows that you've got. The devil knows your past. Only God knows your future and the things that he's got planned for you to go into. Now, the enemy may not know your totality of your beginnings or your futures, what God has planned, but the enemy knows this much. If he can come into my life today and put me on a hold of thinking about my past, he's done all he needs to that I will not have a vision for my future. And he can block that vision of what God has put into me for the future, because now the devil has got me, instead of looking forward, he's making me, or having me, begin to look to the, reflecting to the back. And the longer that I can do that, the enemy knows that I will not, and you will not, achieve your future for what God has for you. As much as God makes that way, as much as he is there day in and day out, and as much as he never changes, the only one that changes is who? Us. And so we've got to change to that point of being stronger and stronger and stronger as a follower of his, no matter what silly or stupid things that we took place in our past. Because as we went to the times of receiving Christ, we asked for forgiveness of the sins of our past, and they were washed from us, and we have become as white as snow. The enemy doesn't like that. The enemy wants you to always focus on your past, to take your eyes off of the future. And I have to believe, and I hope you believe, that God has a true, wonderful future for you. Do you believe that? In your own individual life, do you not believe that God's got something special for you to take you into this year and the following year and until that time that he calls you home? We're on this track of what God wants to accomplish. And the things that he wants accomplished on this earth, he wants to put through his people that are following and obedient to him, so that he can put his light and his love into us so that we can shine that out as well. But we are that force. We are that point of contact in this earth today. His kingdom, you know, on two legs, walking wherever we go, that he's able to project himself through us, that we can project him out to those around us. You're going to have a hard time doing that if all you keep doing is thinking and looking to your past. And you will not fulfill what God has for you. We would say, well, I don't know, God, you'll understand. No, it says right here in the New King James, you are a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, are you in Christ today? Amen, I hope. Then you're new. Old things have passed away. The Passion says, now if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new person. All that is related to the older ardor has vanished. Enfolded into Christ. This would include our old identity, who you used to be. Your friends might remember you. Old friends will always remember who you were and what you were like, you know. Hey, remember when we used to get together and we used to do this and used to do that? Yeah, but that was back then. I'm a new creation now. What do you mean you're a new creation? You still look like the same Tim to me? No, I'm different now. I've got something totally different. This would include our old identity, our old life of sin, the power of Satan, the religious works of trying to please God. But many times that holds us back because it's religious ardor that some man has put together to say these are our stipulations to do to be holy, or to make us understand that, well, we will claim you to be a Christian because you follow our mandates. No, you were new back when you received Christ. The religious works of trying to please God, our old relationships with the world, and our old mindset. Man, our minds have been set. Generally, unless we come out as a baby in the first few days, receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, which I don't know if too many kids do that, you know? We have put a lot of this old world in us before we come to that of Christ. And so the world has quite a hold upon us really quick in our life. We are born, we come into this, and we begin to pick up the sin of this world, the sins of, you know, I know one time the pastor had spoken about this, and it really got some people upset, but, you know, even as babies come into this world, they're not pure. There's sin within them. Now, they're not, if they die, they're not going to hell because they've sinned as a child. But it's just like their nature is, and he brought it this way. When that baby wants something, what does it do? It cries, it screams. When they start growing up and they want something, what do? They grab it from somebody else, they'll take it. You know, that's not being loving, you know. But that's life, and we have to understand that and put it into context of what that is. So when we come in this life as a child and we grow and we go through school and job, we've spent a lot of time on the other side of what heaven is about. We've spent it all in this playground. And we've learned how to play very well in the devil's sandbox. And then it comes into a relational change within us of receiving Christ, and then that we become a new creation. And old things have all passed away, and now there's a newness that we're going into. But it's hard to get rid of some of the past, isn't it? It's a lot of the past, man, it's rough. Getting rid of that old mindset. And here's what I like too. We are not reformed or refurbished. We are made completely new by our union with Christ and the indwelling of what? The Holy Spirit. The Spirit comes in us and begins to clean us and begins going through our order of things and says, this is not pleasing to God. You ought to get rid of that. This is not edifying to God. You need to get rid of that. This you should not do. This is not good. This. And it's all by that of conviction, but not of condemning. And you will find that as you go through your new walk of a Christian, and even in our lives of today that we have been with Him for some time, God has a way of still working through us through that of the Holy Spirit, of course. But even today, I could take a Christian that's here that's served Him for 60 years, and I bet they're still being convicted of things in their life. Because we will continually be convicted of things in our life while we live in this earth. Because it's just the way life is. It's just the way we are. It's just we're human. And we do silly things, and we don't always abide by what we should, and all of these things that come up. And so we continually are convicted, and I'm glad, because that shows me that my God loves me enough to not leave me where I'm at in my inner thoughts and beings and things and what I'm a part of. He's wanting to continually clean me up to be as precious and as spotless. You know, He's coming back for a spotless church and things like that, like a spotless bride. So we're coming back to that point where He wants to clean us to that point of pleasing to Him and bringing honor and glory to Him. And so we are continually being convicted, I believe, throughout our life even now. But I like this, that we're not reformed. You know, because, reform school, things of that nature. Kids were bad. What are you going to do? Send them to reform school. That'll break them. You know, we're not refurbished. You know, we've got a flaw, so somebody comes and they kind of just spot clean it here and put a little wax and put a little filler in it, and it's all well and good. We are completely made new by the union with Christ and that of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Behold, everything is fresh and new, it says. Everything you are. Christians are brand new people on the inside. The Holy Spirit gives us new life. And we are not the same anymore. We are not reformed, rehabilitated, or re-educated. We are recreated new creations. Living in union with Christ. Colossians 2:6-7. Colossians 2:6-7. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. As you therefore have received Christ the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Oh, I like, and we've shared this before. Beware, in verse 8, lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. When we become that new person in Christ, we have got to take our learning and our training from who? Christ. Through the Scriptures, through that of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us to convict us, to keep us walking as close to a straight and line and straight and narrow that we can on this side of heaven to keep us from tumbling this side or that side. We want to stay on that line with that of God. When we receive Jesus, it's not just turning over a new leaf. How many times have we heard that? Happy New Year! I'm going to turn over a new leaf this year. I'm not going to do this anymore. Now, how many people know that? What, 2 hours into it, you're already doing it. Maybe 3 weeks into it, you've already turned your leaf back over and you're back on the underside of the leaf that you just turned over. You know, we always make these resolutions and things like, I'm going to do this better, I'm going to do that better. But when we come to Christ, it's not like we've turned over a new leaf. It's the beginning of a new life, following a new master. Before that, we were following who? The god of this world, Satan, the devil. We no longer follow him. We may be still living in his playground or whatever, but we're walking in a plateau or of a plane of that of the kingdom of God upon this place, making differences in people's lives, making differences in the situations that we're a part of. Because don't you believe that if he, that God, being that of Waymaker, miracle worker, light in the dark, we are that light in the darkness. His light should be shining through us so that we can shine in the hours that we live in this time of life, of the world, and the darkness that is around it. And we need to continue that year after year after year until Jesus comes back or until he calls us home. So what is changing day by day as we walk out this life following Jesus? I'm going to just turn back here. Let's see, 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being what? Renewed day by day. The Passion would say, so no wonder we don't give up. For even though our outer person gradually wears out, anybody here wearing out? If you can, if your socket in your shoulder works, raise your hand. Our body, our outer person gradually wears out, it says. Our inner being is renewed every single day. So when we look at this, do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed. I think sometimes we come into it, we think like, well, I've just received Christ, I'm renewed, I'm a new man inside and out. Your physical body is still, guess what? It's deteriorating. It's got some longevity to it, but our body is wearing out on the outside. It's the inner person that's growing and new, getting new and enriched. It's the spirit. We are growing and developing our spiritual muscles, and to grow and develop your spiritual muscles, you've got to do spiritual training, a regimen of reading His Word, praying, meditating, be in His presence. Give Him as much time of your day as you do your secular times of having fun, you know? If you spend like, you know, I don't know, 8 hours out fishing, next day you better give 8 hours to God, or whatever the case might be, you know? Whatever we're doing, it's the next kind of falls back into the gods at war within us, our hobbies, our things that takes our attention from God and we focus on it, whether it's our job, our hobbies, our spouse, our life, or whatever. But anyway, what we got to renew, and our inner man is developing and growing every time. And it only grows and develops the more that we're in His Word. Only when we're in His presence that He's putting things upon us and in us to learn and to gradually understand maybe more And we hear of him, and we sense him. That's the inner person. That inner spirit is growing and developing. I look at my other parts of my outer body, and it's showing its time of age. Many of us do that. Now, I believe he'll give us health and strength to serve him. I'm not saying that your physical body is going to go way down to the point we want to remain strong. And, you know, I've shared things that have happened in my body that I've struggled here or there, or a pain or a strain or something like that. All of a sudden it's developed. And I do some thinking. I just, Lord, what's going on? Anybody here, when something's going on in your body, you go to Lord, what's going on? I'm a child of yours. What gives? Lord, I believe you're my healer. Heal this knee. Help me understand what I need to do. That if it's something that I can do to help that. God gives us wisdom and works in us. My encouragement is, guys, you've got to ask him. Listen with your spiritual ears. And do some of your own healing. Take care of yourself with some of these things that you can do on your own without always thinking of the miraculous that, Lord, I got a bum knee, heal it instantly. Boom, you can do that, I know, because I saw it and I heard it and I read it, and you can do instant healing and all this. Yes, I know it. And I'm not saying he can't do that and won't do that. There will be miraculous manifestations of miraculous healings. There's something about that, I think, with God is, I receive it as this. Ah, my son, you're interested enough to talk to me and to listen to let me help you how you can live maybe a better life of pain-free if you just do this or that or this or that. You know, you go to the doctor, you go, doctor, every time I do this, it hurts. What does the doctor say? Stop doing it. Oh, okay, that'll be $150. Go to the doctor, what's your problem? I say, now, I'm paying you, you tell me why I'm here.
Then they get on the internet.
Well, yes. Well, our computer says, check this, that we're doing that. Yeah, there's a flow-down chart. Now I'm sitting next to this, and he's going on the computer, and it's just like, he's just reading it. I told him, I said, well, I do that with WebMD and Mayo Clinic. I go on there now and figure out what's wrong. And some of it does work out if you just check it out. But God is there for us. In our body, yes. Externally, it's wearing down. No doubt about it. But our internal, our inner self is growing and being renewed every day, every day. It's being renewed every day as we dip into God's Word and bring it into our life and put it into our thoughts, into our heart, and we just meditate. They don't take a lot. I'm going to tell you, just read a scripture or two or whatever, just a short little thing, and you just meditate on that for a day or two. It might be things with me is, it might be, that's all I look at for the whole week. As I look at it, well, that's pretty interesting. And the next day, I open it up and I look at it again. Think more about it. Ask God some questions about it. And close it up. And throughout the day, as I'm doing different things, I think it's my spiritual being. It's still recalling that scripture. And it's being churned over like making butter. You know, butter didn't always come in a little square rectangular thing in the It took grandma going, you know, making butter. And it begins to form in you. And it begins to grow and develop. And that's what it's about as far as we take God's word into us day in and day out. Faith chooses to believe. This is in regards to, as I look at 2 Corinthians is here that I was looking at, about, therefore, do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inner man is being renewed. Let's see. Focus on the unseen and the eternal. Consider and dwell upon the glory that follows this life. Know that the inward man is being renewed. Hallelujah. And that's what it's about, our inward man being renewed. And focus, and I tell you what, 2022 is great, I'm looking forward to it, but I don't want to just focus on this. What 2022 is leading me into, it's leading me into my eternity. With that of God in heaven, whenever that time comes to call me home. Because that's where it's really gonna pick up and have fun, is there in heaven. And so we're all transversing this earth and transversing these years as they go by and they go by. And each time we go into a new year, let us be a new people. You know, a new people, the same God, but a new year, a new people that are hungering more and hungering after Him with a greater hunger to find out more of Him in our life so that we fulfill that thing in our life for that year and let it go into that next year and the next year and the next year until one day He says, "Well done! I think it's time for you to come home, my son." Okay. Do I need to bring my vaccination record? Are you checking the vax record when you get up there? Yeah. No, you don't need that. It's okay. But if we just take this journey and live it out, live it for everything that it's got for you. The nature and man, you know, wasn't there beer commercials out there you listen to? Live for the gusto. Go for the gusto. You know, live life to the fullest. Live your faith to the fullest. Live walking with God to your fullest. Live it with all the gusto that you used to put gusto into the world and what the world had for you to do. Put a little bit of that or all of that gusto into that of the kingdom of God and let that be what you're doing in 2022 to say, "I lived crazily and wildly for that of the devil. I'm going to live crazy and wildly for you, God, and I'm going to serve you in this new year." Hallelujah. Isn't it easy to lose heart and just want to give up, to quit our journey with Christ? It's easy. We all face problems throughout this life. If we look like that of Paul's life that was sharing here in Corinthians, he was persecuted, you know, he endured all of these things, but he remained strong. He remained focused. That's what we've got to do. Remain strong, remain focused. How was he able to do this? Paul concentrated on his inner strength that was from that of the Holy Spirit. We need to not allow fatigue, pain, or any other situation take us and our focus off of that of God. Amen. Don't allow this past year, don't allow past several years to keep you from noticing. You just entered into a new year. Many times people get into the new year and the world will say, "Oh, great. Probably ain't going to be any better than last year. Oh, well." They've already started off with the anticipation it's going to be a bad year. Nothing good is going to come out of it. When I'm looking at it, people, you just got a clean slate. Now, those things going around you might not look any better. But the thing is, it's you, personally, your year, and what it's about. Start off with a great anticipation and expectation. Don't allow this past year, the past several years, to keep you from noticing that you've just entered into this new year. This year is just opening up for all of us and what God has planned for us, for you individually, for me, for us as a church, for whatever is taking place, our world, things that are developing. It's all in God's hand. Amen. So God is a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. He is turning lives around, and He's going to turn lives around in this year, and that He's healing every heart. Even when we don't see Him, He is working behind the scenes of our lives. I like this line that He never stops working. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I love You and I thank You for encouraging words that You give us. I thank You, Lord, for leading us and guiding us into our days of 2022. I look forward to this year, Lord, of being a good year, proclaiming it to be a good year for Harvesters Church, a good year for myself personally, for my family. I claim, Lord, a good year for those that are sitting amongst us here today, Lord, that they look at this new year and they say, "Lord, I am looking forward to the goodness of it, Lord God." And Lord, if anything comes along that's not of good, I pray for Your strength. I pray for Your ability to work with us and through it, Lord, to help us, to keep us strong in You, that nothing around us is going to detract us or detour us from that of what You have for us individually or corporately, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. I pray that we stay close to You each and every day as we travel this sod as the family of God. Amen. Amen. Bless that now, Lord, which is given. We thank You for the benefits of it, Lord, to proclaim the word of Your word out into this world, Lord, through missions and outreaches and things, Lord, of just continuing to, Lord, provide for Your church, for that of finances, for the talents, for the giftings, for the physical help of people helping, Lord. We just thank You for each and every one of those areas. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.